This is Cruise Control.
Your on-air automotive magazine with co-hosts Fred Staub and Les Jackson. Everything you need to know about new and used cars. Industry news. We'll fix or repair your car on the air. Fasten your seatbelts and let us take the wheel.
Now, your ride is about to begin.
Because you're on Cruise Control.
Welcome to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. Les, did you see the Cruise Control van became a hot pick for Consumer Reports when they reviewed the van? What do you think?
I think you're reading the wrong column.
Well, they meant hot in, you know, as in, like, might catch on fire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it needs to be picked up by a salvage crane.
Yes.
And dropped into the crusher.
Yes, that's right. Well, you know, we didn't win that, but another car did, and we're going to tell you which one it is. It is actually from rental lot to recommended. Yes, the darling of rental companies, the Chevy Impala, of course, is completely redone, and it gets a big thumbs up from Consumer Reports. And as you know, they don't really like domestic cars, but this one they love.
Yeah, this is a big deal. This is a huge, huge deal for them. We'll talk about it at length later. And also, we get a glimpse in the future of Mini.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks pretty cool. We'll tell you all about that. And one key does it all. We hear from Bolt's Stephen Giles about a great security invention. I think you're going to like this one. It's pretty cool.
Yes, indeed. And we're going to tell you, for those of you who own one, why you should never take your Bentley to an automatic car wash.
Yeah, there was a little confusion of this person between what the brake does and what the gas pedal does. They weren't quite sure what they did, and, well, we'll tell you what happened. All that and a whole lot more when we get rolling on this edition of Cruise Control Radio. And the way we like to get rolling is with a trivia contest question, Les. And what do you have?
Okay. Current forgotten car.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Who makes the C30?
Okay. Who makes the C30? It's a current forgotten car. Give us a call.
Current forgotten car.
At 1-855-227-8266. 1-855-227-8266. The toll-free number. We have some good stuff from the folks at Gojo. Can be yours if you dial that number right now. 855-227-8266. And also, don't forget, we're on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. You can go over there and like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. It's all right there. You can even enter to win that great Sanjin digital AM/FM HD radio receiver. It can be yours. So just go on over there and do all that stuff right there on the homepage. But you can call us right now if you're listening live, 855-227-8266. What was that forgotten car again, Les?
The C30. See, you forgot already.
Yeah. Who makes it? Scratching my head. We'll be right back.
I'm not going to tell you.
And tell you more about what's going on in the automotive industry on Cruise Control with Fred and Les. Listen to the live feed of Cruise Control Radio every Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com to find out how to do it. Is your car starting to show its age? Over time, paint becomes oxidized, faded, and scratched. But you can restore that tired paint and repair those scratches with the paint restoration system from 3M. It's an affordable way to make those repairs in your garage in just one afternoon with basic tools. The kit contains all of the restoration products and polishing pads you need to bring your vehicle's paint back to like-new condition. For more information, visit www.3mcarcare.com.
Cruise Control. Here we go again. Welcome back to Cruise Control, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. I am one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have that trivia out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a forgotten car, but it's actually a current forgotten car. Who makes the C30?
All right. If you know that or want to give it a try, give us a call at 1-855-227-8266. It's 1-855-227-8266. The toll-free number right here at Cruise Control Radio. Interesting news this week. Consumer Reports, never a fan of the Detroit 3, well, gave a huge tip of the hat to the Chevy Impala, and it rated it as its top sedan. That is amazing news.
This is remarkable when so many years of Toyotas and Hyundais and Nissans have been there at the top of the list. Suddenly, not to mention Honda, suddenly the Impala.
Mm-hmm.
And well-deserved. It's a good car.
It's a good car, a real classic name there for Chevy. And it got a road test score of 95 out of 100. That tied it with the Infiniti G37 for the third highest of any current vehicle. Just to let you know, the outgoing Impala received a 63.
Yes. big difference. And the Consumer Reports director of automotive testing, I think, has the right quote. He says, this car just kind of gets it all right.
They really have a winner here. That's what it said.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big change. I know you're going to see this in ads probably starting tomorrow for the Impala. You know, it got a lot of praise, too, the 2014 Impala from the Wall Street Journal, Car and Driver, Auto Week. The big thing about this, too, this is not, you know, just, it's a sedan or it's a compact car or whatever. Midsize sedan, that segment, is one of the most competitive, segments out there. And there's a lot of great cars in that segment. And they loved it. They praised the car. It's solid. It's vault-like. They like the Chevrolet MyLink control system. They did ding the car for limited rear visibility, and I will agree with that. Because when you're in there,
fuel economy too.
The rear deck kind of goes up to the point where you have a little tiny rear window. But I think it's really, really interesting that this got such good news, right?
It's terrific. I'm just sure that they're having parties at General Motors
mm-hmm.
this weekend
mm-hmm.
because they've worked hard on this thing, and this is a big step. It's not the old rebadged Oldsmobile Buick coming down the assembly line,
mm-hmm.
Clapped together with a bunch of parts bin stuff, which mm-hmm. GM has been criticized for so many years. Now it's the real deal, and it's up against, well, anything in that segment has to be a good car.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't compete in that segment, and now it's the number one above the Genesis, the Avalon, the Chrysler 300, the Maxima.
Right. Now, it will have to wait a little longer to get the recommended label because it's too new. They don't have enough reliability data, so look for that in a year or so. We'll see if it scores that. But good news for GM. It is a great car. Yes, I will say fuel economy and the rear visibility. We're not the best on that. But this is not going to be a rental car lot queen, is it?
No, I think GM is going to really cut down the amount of fleet buyers
mm-hmm.
for this car. It used to be about 70% of the Impala volume.
Mm-hmm.
And they expect it not to be more than 30%.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
big difference.
Big difference. Big difference, and very, very interesting for sure. For sure. We're also going to talk a little bit about the future of Mini. Now, this week, Mini showed off, well, I guess you could call it some concepts and updates. Now, Mini has to kind of keep that iconic shape. They can't go and change it around and make it, some kind of squared-off, angled vehicle. They have to keep it with that kind of shape that harkens back to the original design. But this is a nice update. I mean, you see things like the ring within a ring headlights. Of course, those are what they call the positioning lights, the LED lights. There's some new style elements on the inside, but they do keep that traditional big round gauge in the center. Matter of fact, I just drove a Mini Paceman, which I'm going to do a review a little bit later on in the show. And they're fun cars to drive. Let me tell you, they really do handle well and do have that go-kart-like handling. But this one, I don't know if I like that side styling where it looks like the cladding comes down between the hood and the door there. What do you think of that?
It's a little weird. Almost looks like, hey, where do we put the hinge?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do we hide this? I mean, it just, I don't know.
It might not.
It looks a little weird.
It might not come out that way in the end, but we'll talk more about it. And you can go over to our Facebook page and check it out because we have a link right there. And we'll talk a little bit more about that Mini when we come back. Fred and Les, you're on Cruise Control. Dial that number, 1-855-227-8266. Tweets for you. For the latest updates on Cruise Control, follow us on Twitter at Cruise Control Rad. That's CruiseControlRad. Cruise Control Rad.
Cruise Control.
And welcome back to Cruise Control Radio, your on-air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. We are heading out on the road, or actually out on the road in the Cruise Control van, and we are checking out what's going on in the auto industry. We're talking a little bit about Mini. They showed their Mini Vision this week, which is a kind of a virtual 3D hologram of what could potentially be their new car. I'm glad to see Les... And I think you'd have to go over to our Facebook page to click on this, actually. We do have pictures up of the new Mini, so if you have your computer close at hand, you should just go on over to the Facebook page for Cruise Control Radio while you're over there. Of course, you can friend us. We'd love you to do that. Like us, I mean. And, yeah, they're going to keep that big gauge in the center of the dashboard, which is pretty cool. I've always liked that style. That harkens back to the old one. They also have the Union Jack on the interior of the doors with these kind of straps, I guess, that would, the idea is they would be able to allow you to store things in the door, but the straps are made in the pattern of the Union Jack.
Right.
You know, they're also talking about this organic or organometal that allows them to do more aerodynamic shapes for the vehicle. This is, you know, it's a hard car to update, isn't it? It's sort of like one of those shapes that, what do you do to it? And it's very much like the Porsche. You know, they change it, but not that much, right?
Well, very true. What I particularly like is the disco floor.
I knew you would. I knew you would like that.
Well, you know, now that appeals to me, I just have to say.
I mean, the idea is there's lights down there, right?
Yeah. The floor transforms light, different colors in the footwells.
Hmm. Now,
pretty cool.
Something like that could happen. They'll just have different colored lights in the footwells. It might not be a disco floor. It will be muted, but you never know.
Well, you know, it could just... Mini is all about having fun.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's neat about it. I mean, that's what really makes it stand out. And, you know, I think that's what keeps it fun, what keeps people coming back, for sure. So we'll have to see. I mean, it looks sort of buildable to me, this Mini Vision, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. You know what? I think they're putting this out there to get people's comments, and then they'll refine according to what people in general like and don't like.
Right. Right. I think so. I think so, too. Here's an interesting story. What do you think's going on here? Toyota Prius owners in Arlington, Virginia, woke up to find their tires slashed.
Yes.
About 14 Toyota Prius owners had tires slashed and one smart car. What do you think about this? Has someone got a problem with the Prius?
I, of course, heard all about this from my friends in Arlington earlier in the week. One person said it was Edward Scissorhands. but another person said it's the nation's capital Hummer Owners Club. But I don't think there's any proof on either one. I think it's, frankly, my opinion, because of the areas in Arlington where these Priuses were hit,
mm-hmm.
They're very close to apartment developments where a lot of young gang members live with their families. I don't mean violent gangs. I mean, you know, like vandalizing type gangs. And I think it's an initiation. That's what I think it is.
Wow. And why Priuses? Why not just any car?
I can't tell you. just no idea.
Hmm. Yeah, interesting. I don't like people damaging other people's stuff. I don't see the point of it.
No, I think it's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, but hopefully, I'm sure the police will be into that and find out what's going on. Hey, why don't you repeat that trivia contest another time here, Les? Let's see if we can get a caller on the line.
Okay, forgotten current car. Who makes the C30?
The C30. Okay, let's open up that line. 855-227-8266. 1-855-227-8266. The toll-free number right here at Cruise Control Radio. Les, you know, this is an interesting bit of pricing this week. Came out on the Nissan 370Z, the 2014 model. It's been reduced about $3,000 for the standard hardtop, and the upmarket touring model was dropped about, well, slightly over $2,500. So less expensive than the outgoing models. Now, why do you think this is? Do you think this is a signal that they're going to be releasing a new vehicle soon? I mean, it's been on sale since 2009, the current Z, and it was refreshed not that long ago. What do you think?
Well, it's either that or people just aren't buying them at the rate they were predicting, and they want to keep the factories moving and running. So it's one of the two. I'll have to look at what the data is on year-to-date sales.
Hmm. Well, you think about it. That base car, 370Z, is $29,990. That's a pretty good deal, you know?
It's a lot of performance for the money.
Six-speed manual. And it's a nice platform for the car. You know, it's pretty interesting. I haven't driven one in a while. Have you?
I haven't been in one for, probably 5, maybe 6 years.
Yeah, yeah. So, interesting. We'll have to see what's going on there. But if you're looking at a Z and you like the current model, you know, 2014 may be your year. Hey, coming up, Les, we've got a interesting product we're going to talk about. It's Bolt Locks. And Steve Gill is going to be along to tell us a little bit about it. If you've ever had a lot of keys on your belt or on your key holder, and you know, you have a toolbox and a tailgate and maybe some other accessories outside, you've got all these keys, it's always a problem to stand there and figure out which key goes in where. Wouldn't it be great to have one key? Maybe you have a horse trailer or something like that, and it's got a bunch of doors and locks on it, and instead of trying to figure out each time what key unlocks everything, well, Bolt Locks will allow you to take your vehicle key and unlock everything on your vehicle. We'll hear about how they do that when we come back on Cruise Control Radio. Don't forget, dial that number, 855-227-8266, and you'll be on Cruise Control. Cruise Control Radio goes live every Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. To listen, click the link on our homepage. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com.
Cruise Control.
And welcome back to Cruise Control Radio. You are on air automotive magazine with Fred Staub and Les Jackson. I'm going to tell you about an interesting product here. I kind of set it up before the break, talking about if you've got a trailer or a truck or car or anything like that that's got multiple keys, I know I've always been the one to be fumbling around for the keys, what goes in where. Wouldn't it be nice to have one key for everything? And Steve Gillies is joining us. He's from Bolt Locks. Steve, you have kind of the solution for this, don't you?
Yes, we do, Fred. We have a patented automotive lock cylinder that will mechanically set itself to your ignition key the first time you insert and rotate it.
That's great. I mean, it's so you don't have to go to a locksmith or anything like that. This will do it. You buy the lock, you already have the key, and it's just kind of like a one-shot deal. You stick the key in and turn it or something, and then it's set.
Correct. Yep, it Very. Starts out basically at like the 9 o'clock position on the clock dial, and you go through that first 180 degrees of rotation to about 3 o'clock, and that's really setting the tumblers mechanically. The tumblers have small little zip-tie teeth on there, and you cam together a couple of pieces. And when you get to the 3 o'clock position, we kick a little cam in, and now the lock will continue basically to work between the 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock position, so you really don't ever get back to where the coding position was.
Let me just ask, how when you do this, like let's say I have a trailer and a toolbox and a a spare tire and all that stuff, I put one of these lock cylinders, I replaced what's there with one of these lock cylinders, and then the key becomes like a master key, right?
Correct. Yeah, it gives you a great
idea.
Great balance between convenience and security.
Wow. Now, you have a variety of different locks, right, that have this lock cylinder in it. What are some of the locks you have?
Right. We've packaged the technology in a, I guess we'll start right around the hitching area. We have a receiver pin that has the technology built into it, both 5/8 and 1/2-inch pins, mm-hmm. because a lot of, when towing season's on, we want to have our hitches on the vehicles. We want to make sure they stay on the vehicles. Use a lot of locks, those hitch pin locks, but not a lot of people want to carry that extra key on your key ring. Therefore,
right.
This is a great solution for that.
Right.
And then we also have then a padlock. Padlock is sized such that it can be used as the coupler lock for most of the trailers. It also then can basically secure a cable lock, enclosed trailers, all of the different doors and things that go around the trailer. Works great for that, especially when you've got a single-pull vehicle. You're always using your Silverado or your F-150 or whatever to pull the trailer. All those padlocks, multiple padlocks, can be keyed directly to the that one key, your ignition key. Then we also have a cable lock.
I'm going to guess
looped cable. Very useful. Spare tires. I think you guys mentioned that already. Any kind of equipment or gear that is exposed. If you've got it on a rack, you've got it on an open trailer, ladder racks on work trucks and things like that. It's a great solution. We've expanded the line recently with a toolbox retrofit kit, primarily used on DZ and United Welding Service boxes. You're able to take your crossbed toolbox, replace the entire latch system. And we've tooled up that stainless steel latch, and now you're able to insert, rotate the key once, and now your crossbed box is also keyed directly to the ignition. So those are really
incredible.
The primary,
our
primary locks around in the whole family of the Bolt family.
I would assume that because it's Bolt and you have quite a name, security that better. And more secure than the stock locks that you have in your various trailer and all that, right?
Correct. It's the patented technology comes really out of our automotive background. Bolt stands for Breakthrough One Key Lock Technology. So when you think of Bolt, we should think of using your ignition key. The company that really we developed it is Stratec, and we are the largest automotive lock and key manufacturer in the world. So we've done keys since about 1914 for vehicles, and our history in the security side for automotive vehicles is very deep. And these locks are automotive grade, and they also work, and they are integrated into a number of the OEMs. There are different accessories that they have, and you probably would never know it, but in some cases, like the RAM boxes on the sides of the RAM pickups, that's actually bolt locked in there. They actually are sold to the box manufacturer, go into the plant, and at the end of the line at the plant, they actually then key these up. So the technology is in use, and it's very high quality. And it's made, it's made to all the automotive grades.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good. Les came up with a good question for me. What happens if you have to get a different key? I mean, it's just a one-shot deal, or can it be reset? In other words,
It's not really resettable.
Let's say you move like you have a toolbox on a pickup truck. You have it keyed to the pickup truck. Now you're selling that pickup truck, but you're keeping the toolbox. What would they do?
The toolbox, fortunately, on the toolbox, this is the one lock that you can actually change out the cylinder and put a new cylinder inside of that, and you can move the toolbox. Is able to be not really reset, but you can replace the lock cylinder easily. On the other, because you basically have the box, and you can get into the inside of the box, so that's kind of that's the one unique product in the family where you can do that with. The other, like the pin lock and the padlock, you really don't want to be able to get the cylinder out of there very easily, because then we would pretty much lose a lot of our security. So that's kind of the...
Yeah. See, you just give that to the new truck buyer and say, here, as an added bonus, and then you go out to Bolt.
On eBay on there with the extra set of locks. And when you get a new truck, you deserve new locks, right? So that's the deal.
Yes.
Exactly.
I think of this, and we're talking about bolt locks with Steve Gillis. I think about this, a lot of race car guys, they have like a fifth wheel trailer. It's got all kind of panels on the outside, for generators and storage and that, and the actual door, the swing out door in the side, and maybe one in the back. And you could end up with like a whole bunch of keys there, and it's hard to figure out what's what. Here, you could use the same key as the pickup truck that's towing that fifth wheel trailer, and it would be real simple. Need to get into the generator, need to get some storage. You just don't have to like look around and have that gigantic key ring that makes you look like those guys we used to see that took care of the schools when we were going to school.
the custodial key ring. Yes.
Yeah. So you don't have to wear the side of your pants out as that swings on the side of your belt.
Right, or get the adjustment from the chiropractor from the 5-pound set of keys. Right. So.
That's right. So it seems like a great idea. Any other, you can get just lock cylinders too, right? So that's anything like that would have an access door. You could easily just go behind that door, install that lock cylinder, and then be off and ready to go with one key.
Well, we work with a lot of different partners for that. Typically, because the cylinder works with your ignition key, if you take a look at your little padlock key that you typically get, it's pretty small. So our cylinders have to be pretty big because you're working with the cross-section of a pretty large key. It's the cylinder itself is much bigger in diameter. It's also longer because basically your vehicle key is bigger. So it's not really a direct drop-in for a lot of those latches. The one latch we do offer could be used in some of those areas, but we do have a number of partners that we work with. And if people really want to do some of those kinds of things, drop us a line off of boltlock.com, and we can hook you up with the different OE latch manufacturers that we work with. We work with primarily about half a dozen of them that have retooled up latches backsides of them so that they can work with this longer and bigger diameter cylinder that we have for the bolt cylinder.
Well, Steve, thank you very, very much. We're going to wrap it up here. And one more time, what's your website for people to check out Bolt Locks?
Yep, boltlock.com.
It couldn't be easier. All right, thanks a lot, Steve. And we will be right back with more Cruise Control after this. Cruise Control Radio goes live every Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. To listen, click the link on our homepage. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com. Feeling a little dim? Don't blame your brain or the weather. Hazy headlights may be the problem. Hazed or cloudy plastic headlights can reduce your vehicle's visibility on the road, making it very difficult to see the road and for other cars to see you. Now you can restore plastic headlight lenses to like-new clarity with the Lens Renewal Kit from 3M, an easy-to-use solution for removing the yellowing and hazing that reduces headlight performance and visibility. For more information, visit www.3mcarcare.com.
You've got a great car. Cruise Control.
Welcome back to Cruise Control. Oh, go for it, Les.
Well, why not? I'm just going to repeat that trivia question.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
We want to know. It's a forgotten car, but this time it's unique because it's a current car.
That's kind of sad.
The C30, that's right. Who makes the C30?
Okay, well, let's find out. Let's open up that line, 855-227-8266. 1-855-227-8266, the toll-free number. You can give us a call, and we've got a little bit of time left in this hour of Cruise Control Radio. We've got some goodies from Gojo for you. Also, don't forget, you can go over at any time to cruisecontrolradio.com and enter to win that contest right there on the homepage for that HD radio receiver. It is a $200 value. It can be yours. And while you're on that homepage, don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. It's all right there on the homepage, cruisecontrolradio.com. Les, how about an At the Wheel review, huh?
Why not?
Okay.
Why not? I
had a lot of fun taking a little road trip in a 2013 Mini Cooper S Paceman All Four, which means it's their four-wheel drive version of the Paceman. The Paceman is a variant of the Mini, and it's, I guess, the easiest way to notice it is when you look inside, there are four separate bucket seats, and separating them is this little track, and you can put accessories on the track. Like this one had a Mini sunglass holder up front, and it had some cup holders in the back, but you can get all kinds of different accessories for that. And I don't know what else they have, but Mini's always fun. Maybe they have like a pasta maker that you could put up there on this track, you know, as you're driving along.
I was thinking of a bowling ball retrieving thing, you know.
Yeah, bowling ball cleaner.
The track.
That would be good to have it just rotating around. Yeah, it could be. Oh, you know, like it rolling back in a bowling. Yeah. Yeah, it's sort of like that, I guess. We can come up with all kinds of accessories for that track. But we had kind of the standard ones on it. It's powered by a turbocharged 1.6-liter four-cylinder and has 181 horsepower. Let me tell you, I mean, they are fast cars. They really are fast. I mean, feel that turbo boost come on, you know, for passing or getting around slower vehicles or just going around turns. Great handling. Didn't really get to try out the all-wheel drive. I wonder, though, somehow how the car would do in snow or something like that. Probably pretty well. But we didn't get to try that. But this one was really nicely equipped. It had, of course, the carbon black gravity leather on the inside. It had a cold weather package, including power folding mirrors, heated mirrors, and washer jets, heated front seats, of course. It had voice-controlled navigation, Mini Bluetooth connection. And, you know, I love the dash design. I mean, it has basically, in the center of the dash, it must be, I guess, a foot a foot wide circle, which has the speedometer around the edge, and then it has the nav display in the center. It was almost like looking into the front of a front-loading washing machine. You know, really
that's,
neat.
That's right. Much, you know, similar but larger to the old minis that had just a kind of a single gauge there, just like a three-inch.
Almost gauge. Like a Jeep, you know, the early Jeeps. Yeah. They had one gauge with everything in it and keep it simple. And, of course, all the switch gear inside, it's all toggle switches that kind of harkens back to the old days of Mini. This was a paddle-shifted six-speed automatic, which was fine. That was about a $1,500 option. Take that back as a $1,750 option. This had satellite radio. It had white turn signal lights. Now that's interesting. It's a $100 option. I never really thought about that, but I guess, you know, that is important to some. You know, just a pleasant vehicle to drive. A lot of fun. Puts a lot of smiles on it. This was a bright blue color, or what they call starlight blue, which is a $500 option. Really nothing negative to say about it. The only negative thing I could find on this car was when you go along a bumpy road, the rear view mirror, the internal rear view mirror, vibrates a bit, so you get kind of a blurred image. And that's all I could say that was bad about it. I mean, like all Minis, when you pull up to a stoplight, you can't pull up too far because the windshield is almost straight up and down, and the roof comes over, and you can't really see the stoplight. So you have to remember you can't get all the way up there, otherwise you won't see it. But those are the only two mild negatives I could come up with it. The price was up there. It was $30,800. Once again, remember, this is a Paceman, which adds some money to it. This has all four, you know, the all-wheel drive system. Which seems like a lot, but a lot of fun. Very, very fun cars. Mileage, we got close to the 26 miles per gallon. That's the aggregate number there. I got, I think, 24.5 or whatever, and that was with some spirited driving. So I think those numbers
are... all-wheel drive.
And all-wheel drive. I think those numbers are pretty close. I mean... just fun cars, and if you want a small car to have fun with, this is it, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, and incredibly reliable.
Incredibly reliable, a lot of fun, puts a smile on your face, and made the miles go by, really, really quickly and really fun, and just felt like it was glued to the ground. Go-kart-like handling, I know. They always say about that, but it definitely has it, and just a lot of fun, a lot of fun. I want to tell you something, Les. I have a good reason why you should never bring your $122,000 Bentley into an automatic car wash. Matter of fact, why would you bring a soft-top convertible Bentley to a car wash ever? I'm not talking one where you wash it yourself or some guy hand washes it. I'm talking the one where they put it on a track and pull it through. Why would you ever do that with a car like that?
That would be dumb for any soft-top car.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Jessica
but
Sawyer...
If it were a Bentley, though, I would send my chauffeur to the car wash.
Yes, or your chauffeur would wash it. Well, Jessica Sawyer, who lives in Manchester, England, pulled into the 5-star wash and shine... I think it's going to lose a star when you...
I think so.
Yeah. Well, she hands the keys to a guy that apparently worked there, but I think he was just a guy. The car wash says they'd never seen him before. He somehow didn't know how to drive a car or didn't know what the gas pedal or the brake pedal did, and he drove through the front waiting area of the car wash and... caused $73,000 in damage to the car and significant damage to the car wash. No one knows who crashed the car. They say he's not an employee.
This is so stupid and sad that it's funny.
So now the insurance company is taking the car wash to court. Nobody knows who this guy was. He just walked away. And we have a destroyed car wash and a destroyed Bentley. So,
well, to quote Jim Croce's song, those steadily depressing, low-down, mind-messing, working in the car wash blues.
Exactly. $73,000. Do you think they'll rebuild it?
Wow.
I don't know. If it was a normal car, it wouldn't be rebuilt, that's for sure. Hey, we appreciate you listening to Cruise Control Radio. Don't forget we're on the web at cruisecontrolradio.com. Time for me to say I'm Fred Staub.
I'm Les Jackson.
We're going to see you down the road.
Cruise Control Radio is your on-air automotive magazine. Go to www.cruisecontrolradio.com for more information.